I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For the first time ever, Nigeria is on the U.S. State Department's Countries of Particular Concern list. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"It is something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has recommended every year since 2009. So I don't necessarily think it comes as a surprise, but I think it's interesting in several respects. One is it is likely to be the last list under the Trump administration. So I wonder if putting Nigeria on the list was sort of a way to put a marker in place that, hey, this is something that the world needs to pay attention to."
Use today's headlines to guide your prayers. If you're hearing this in the United States, reach out to your elected officials.
Especially as we think about a transition in government, we need them to know that religious freedom is something, as voters, that we pay attention to.
And today, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary hosts a final session of the Middle East Conversation 2020. The webinar, entitled The Religious Other, explores how Christians can learn about Islam and engage it with love. Martin Akkad of ABTS says Christians too often rely on media and political narratives to inform them about Islam.
Since 9/11, the discourse about Islam has definitely been on the negative side. There's a demonization of Islam. In the past two decades, Islam has practically become the enemy.
And to truly reach the Muslim world, Christians can't live in fear or suspicion. Catch the stream this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern or watch it later on ABTS's YouTube channel. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. So get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.